but I feel fine.
But what made George feel good made America feel ill. The vote count was a shambles, machines failed, chads fell, and thousands of ballots piled up. The public was fed up.
I think this is re-elect. Started all over again. Council, the whole deal that's went on now, let's vote again.
The race turned on just dozens of votes, yet incredibly, by the stroke of a pen, Catherine Harris orders a halt to the ballot count. In all, 179,855 ballots were never counted. And here's the key, more than half of those not counted were cast by black voters. In fact, in Florida, an old Jim Crow segregation state, the nasty little secret of Jeb Bush's government is that, according to this U.S. Civil Rights Commission report,
contemplation of infectious vaccinations, government sanctioned contamination, false flag operation to infiltrate the minds of this nation. Where's the unification? Rich get richer, poor become slaves in a basement. History, they erase it and replace it with history. In history, fire never collapsed. Skyscrapers, officials report scientific impossibilities and criminology somehow not applied to the higher ups. When we protest wrongs, corporations, they just fire us. Still the fire builds in my heart to speak up. Toxic dust inhaled by New York residents, told it's safe to breathe. This is no way to live. Something's gotta give besides layers and layers of cut metal beams. They dispose of evidence like a murder scene so they can start World War III overseas. Remember who oversees when oil should be obsolete? ExxonMobil double-crossed us, partnered with the elite. As long as we circulate the evil eye dollar bills, we will never escape debt. This is a trap set by elites who caught the masses in a net to disintegrate our net worth and eliminate unsatured net worth. Society accepting capitalism as an end-all solution, controlled by bankers, lobbyists, and private institutions. Convoluted verbal pollution with no restitution. The system full of traps but no solution. So we're trapped by entrapment of mass confusion. Freethinkers condemned, sheep police the sheep to hypnotize masses. This is your rude awakening. You're trying to punish peasants, make them Satan king. Masonic symbols riddle DC. YouTube realities they won't show you on TV. They completely censor the internet. Our movement must continue till we finish. When the dust settles, remembers World One. The circle identifies with principles, balanced like the sun. Humanity's lesson and truest confessions will lead us to natural progression. Manifest destiny of God's true intentions. Soldiers into the battlefield to fight the war against peace. Every bullet a shot at humanity. Every bomb an explosion of constructivity and progression. Every cut an abrasion, a scar upon sanity. Mocking the purpose of man and turning our back on the Lord and his wishes. Everyone is a victim, everyone an enemy of society in general. Innocent children are lost, and supporters and onlookers lose their innocence. Countless women are murdered and injured as we kill the respect for women. So we call pawns, execute an agenda of death and destruction, which benefits few corporations and institutions, forever damaging everyone else. Psychosis under a bed of roses. I know it's atrocious, but you got your third eye, must focus. Forget who the dopest, who the downest, who the lowest. Focus your efforts on the evil eye that controls us. Evil chose us to destroy ourselves by first destroying self. So we allow our actions to destroy everyone else with no apathy felt, contributing to a modern day hell. It's like we're under a spell that needs to be broken. Spend time with nature, spend time with the ocean. What do you choose to devote your life to? If you still sell your soul, they will take your life too. Accomplish everything you'd like to. Work hard day and night. If you're demonic, I'm not afraid to fight you. Hopefully my staff of light will rebalance your axis. If not, I'll chop your body and put it where the trash is.
All together, 94,000 voters were named as felons. Of these, 95% are innocent. And although black people make up only 13% of Florida's population, more than half the scrub list, 54%, were African American.